Homecoming. Time and the matrix point of nerves that sound off like a dinner bell, riveting through the body, vibrating the bones and all that stands between. You speak of shifting plateaus, but the paint hasn't even left the brush. The walls are cracked, veined, and under the watchful eyes of those who walk the halls. The rules you treasure are intricate masterpieces of divine tapestry, but they are not the mudsling upheaval, unpredictable holy heartache, muscle aches that mark us as we grow old and touch each other in the day-to-day of waking up, sharing the bathroom, the kitchen, animals who belong with us, depend on us, and sickness. Here is my watering can. It is sufficient. It too has wisdom. One eye only that blends and interprets all perceptions. Here is my tail, my axe of shade, shelter, and sun. The seraphim drive home dreams in vows on fire, born from nebulas and the hands of the bricklayer and secretary. Yours is one way, powerful, yes, but so are the trees, a toddler's temper tantrum, the Lord's prayer, more so. Clasped hands, no separation, helpless, wordless, at the beginning, saved.